Jerry Bader Show 1035. During the news break, Matt received a call from a loyal listener who listens loyally when they're in Wisconsin. Trucker from Texas. And Matt was on the phone a couple of minutes with him. The guy was talking about how bad the border situation is. Texas and other border states. Which made me think of one other point on the president's act. Well, if Congress won't act on immigration reform, he'll pull out his pen again. Yeah, we saw what happens. The humanitarian crisis taking place right now with young children at our southern border is because of his executive order creation of his own little dream act that has been misconstrued in Central American countries, and people are dumping their kids. And it's a horrible humanitarian crisis, and it's his fault. So what else is he going to pull out of his hat that's going to have even more dire unintended consequences? I guess we'll find out. Scott Walker campaign targeting women with TV ads. The Capital Times thinks this is a big deal. In an email obtained by the Cap Times, a media buyer working for the Walker campaign described the target audience of the governor's first ad buy in mid-April. Adults 35-plus, with an emphasis on women 35-plus, and they think this is because he's running against a woman. I can tell you this is a very routine buy. There's nothing spectacular about this at all. And they go into the stations that he bought in Madison and on. That 35-plus group for campaigns, very common. Those people tend to vote. And obviously you would put a slice of it in there that's female-heavy. This is just the Jack Craver of the Capital Times doesn't know this. It's surprising, given that he's in the media. Speaking of women in television, earlier last week, I said I haven't done a lot of TV watching. I've been trying to spend time outdoors. With a little bit of rain moving through the area yesterday, I actually did my first binge watching in a long time. And I'm referring to series that are dumped online all at once. And you can watch them whenever. A couple of weeks ago, season 2 of the prison comedy drama, Orange is the New Black, was dumped on Netflix. I watched episode 1 the first day, and that was it. My daughter and her boyfriend are through all 13 episodes of season 2. I watched episodes 2, 3, and 4 last night. I got to tell you, it is disturbingly obscene. But it's such a good drama. And I'll admit, I'm watching this and thinking, I shouldn't be. Now, I do it with my iPad and I have the headphones on. My wife can't tolerate it. I mean, she wouldn't. When I started watching season 1 last year, Matt, have you ever seen any of it? I'm going to tell you, you would love it. Yeah, no, you would. I just know the type of stuff you like. Yeah. You would love this. It is powerfully written. It is some of the best written drama, which bothers me that they stoop to the depths that they do in terms of language and nudity and quite honestly, lesbian sex. There is no need to be as gratuitous with it as they are, which is, well, I guess that makes it gratuitous, because otherwise it's a powerful drama. If you're an Orange watcher, I'm going to do a spoiler here really quick. So just, if you're catching up, you're going to want to tune out. I don't normally like to tell you to do that, but you are, in fact, going to want to tune out. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There is a character who for the first season and then a couple of episodes keeps talking about how she and her fiancé, Christopher, are going to get married. You find out, and he's going to wait for her, and on and on and on. You find out, I think in episode 4, she dated the guy once and then stalked him. And he has a restraining order against her before she went to prison. It never happened. This is all in her head. There is no Christopher waiting for her. He's getting married to another woman. It's just, but the way they spring it on you is incredibly powerful. And the best part of it is when they do flashbacks and you find out how the women ended up in prison. Very, very powerful drama. But man, I wish they would tame it down. They're not going to. But I'm in now, so I'm going to watch all of season 2. But I have to admit, I can't binge watch any more of it. Besides, I had to stop because 24 was on at 8 o'clock. I've got my priorities, you know. That was really good, too. Oh, one more thing on TV. We'll do it now, Matt. One more thing on TV. I'm guessing that if you've been... Well, it started... It actually started with the Stanley Cup playoffs, but this ad is everywhere. If I play this, I'm sure you'll go, oh, that.
Touchdown. Every morning, 10 times, not just now and then. Once more on the rise, nuts to the flabby guys. Go, you chicken fat, go away. Go, you chicken fat, go.
Run, me to
run
like a tortoise.
Okay.
You're too far and too slow.
Now don't worry. That's enough of that. That's enough of that. That is a 60-second Apple ad. And it shows people using these apps to work out and do that sort of thing. Which, by the way, I really do need. That stuff does come in handy. A friend's helping me work out. And, you know, well, what weight did you do that one? I don't remember. And he keeps telling me to take a notebook, and I have to do that. I really do. And I just, how many reps? At what weight did you do it? And that is important, by the way, and I need to be better about that, which is why these apps would be awesome. They really would. And I have an iPad. I could do it that way. I thought the song, though, was really stupid. It turns out it's 50 years old. At the behest of President Kennedy, it was sent to schools all over the country and played over the PA system. Its official title was the Youth Fitness Song. Okay, the original version is 6.5 minutes of that. From a scratchy PA system as you did jumping jacks, jump 2, clap 2 beside your desk, touchdown every morning 10 times. I think you'd have to be like 60 to remember that. I mean, the 51 years ago since President Kennedy was president. You know, if you were 10, you're 60, early 60s. I don't know. I was kind of wondering where the heck they got that from. In 2012, I covered the Republican National Convention in Tampa. Bittersweet because I got to see very little of Tampa. You're really busy. I mean, you really, although I do plan on covering it in 2016, and I've done one now, so I think I can cut a little free time. Two cities were eliminated last week from contention, Denver and Kansas City. Kansas City, I'm not sure, they claim it was logistical issues. Not enough lodging or whatever, or the venue, that sort of thing. There's a theory why they don't want to do Denver, man. It might not be the right image for the RNC, dude. Don't worry. But you know what, Matt? I even did the thing with my fingers. You know, you kind of do. Anyway, It is now down to Dallas or Cleveland. Dallas, of course, is the heart of conservative country right now. Cleveland, well, it's in Ohio. And Ohio is pretty important. But I don't think selection, you know, that's why they were in Tampa. So if they follow the law, Florida was important. So if you follow the logic of 2012, 2016 is going to be in Cleveland. Maybe I won't cover it. No. See, I'm going to get in trouble with the city of Cleveland. I've been to your airport. But outside of being at the Cleveland airport, I have never been in Cleveland. Oh, yeah, I can go party with Johnny Football. Yeah. By the way, was he drafted by the Browns or put in the witness protection program? It's really kind of the same thing, isn't it? He's gone. Boy, they mission accomplished with that. That was their goal. Okay, my personal desires aside, I would prefer Dallas, although it's probably going to be June. Going to be very, very hot. I'm still okay with that. In terms of what makes sense politically, I would still think Cleveland, although I don't know. I don't know if, and Reince Priebus said this, I don't know if that really helps you land a state, the electoral votes. I don't know if it makes any difference or not. If I thought Cleveland would get them Ohio, I would say go Cleveland. I don't think it's going to, so I'm pulling for Dallas. That's just my little twisted logic. Straight ahead, how we burn, and I mean this literally, not figuratively, burn $50 million a month. Wait till you hear this. It's 1047.